Big Red Bench with Chill Insurance. Proud sponsors of Cork GAA. Chill Insurance. We'll take it from here. Cork's Red FM.
Right, we are going to start with football, and it's been a hectic few weeks for new Cork City boss John Caulfield. He's been busy as well, securing the services of Anthony Elding, Darren Dennehy, Billy Dennehy, Michael Rafter, John Kavanagh and Darren Murphy for the season ahead. So a very decent spine of the team starting to emerge there. John calling to chat about the last few weeks earlier on this evening.
It's been absolutely manic, Rory, but to be fair, it's been fantastic. You know, obviously I knew it was a big challenge coming in and with so many players out of contract, but you know, I suppose it's worked out better than I expected, because I thought things would drag on a little bit longer. Yeah. but thankfully we've signed quite a number of players, and hopefully by the middle of next week we'll have most of the squad tidied up.
I suppose, being a quote unquote City legend, is there more pressure on you as a result?
I think there's pressure on it and everyone. You know, I suppose the one thing the fans are assured of is that, you know, while a lot of managers might say they love this club and whatever and have come in and said Cork is a great place to be, I suppose everyone knows that I'm truly passionate about the club. So I don't really see it that way. I'm just looking forward to the challenge, and I hope I can bring success back. But you know, I understand there are probably difficult times as well, but you know, I suppose at the end of the day, if I give it my best shot, if it's good enough, fantastic. If it's not, I think everyone will know I've done it the best I can, you know.
How would you describe your management style?
I think I'm very hands-on. You know, I like to see a lot of passion in my team, commitment, and I like to score goals. And I think, you know, from the sideline, you like to have a team that you enjoy watching. Mm. So I suppose it's that's the way I am. And I suppose... I suppose hands-on is really the way I call myself. Yeah.
Who's the best manager you worked under?
To be fair, I suppose I've had numerous managers in my Cork career. I had, you know, probably eight different managers. So I started off as a young raw lad under the late Nolan Mahoney, who was an extremely passionate man, to say the least. So, and then, you know, we progressed to Eamon O'Keefe and Damien. You know, and then Dave and Liam at the end. So I suppose, to be honest with you, you know, everyone had their strong, I suppose, habits, and I picked up a lot from everyone, to be honest with you. And you know, it'd be probably wrong to say one over anyone else, but you know, in their own way, they all were, you know, I picked up a lot off everyone. You know,
Roy Keane was described by Martin O'Neill as the bad cop in their relationship. You brought John Cotter in. Is he your bad cop to your good cop?
I don't know. I think I've known John a long, long time, and fantastic work ethic. Mm. You know, a guy that works 24/7. You know, really enthusiastic to get involved, and you know, he's a very, very good guy. Billy Woods, then on the other side, Billy has been involved before. Know Billy a long time. Mm. Great football guy, and then I've Anthony Finley doing the keeper. So I suppose everyone has their own role, and. I don't know, John hasn't said he's going to be the bad cop, so I'll have to talk to him about it.
You're putting a very decent squad together. I mean, the signings that have come in, I mean, like the likes of Anthony Elding was a kind of a major surprise when it was announced, and a fantastic signing to come in.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, it was one of those ones that I was trying to get the head down, get people in straight away. I felt there wasn't much time to waste, because... You know, there was a few guys floating around. Obviously, Darren Murphy came back. He was the first signing, which was your first outside signing. You know, and then Anthony, I'd met a couple of times, and you know, I could see he was very interested. And obviously, things at Sligo weren't settled at the time, because Ian Barraclough hadn't signed a new contract, and you know, he was trying to get his own deal. And a few of the Sligo lads were available. And but what impressed me about him was that, you know, he was really. You know, his passion in terms of, he loves it over in Ireland. Mm. He's a family and three kids, and he really wants to stay here. But I suppose what he was really looking for was a long term deal, which I couldn't give him. But to be fair, obviously, if he starts knocking the goals for us, you know, we'd be delighted to keep him. So, you know, I'm really hoping that he'll do well. He, you know, he got 12 goals last year, and I feel there's more in him.
Yeah,
and you know, so. Really, I suppose maybe it was a bit of a shock to get him down here, but he's really been fantastic. I've spoken to him 3 or 4 times since, and he's really looking forward to coming down, like, you know.
And with Billy Dennehy whipping in the crosses as well, you're hopeful that combination will provide a lot of goals.
Yeah, and I suppose, to be fair to Billy is, you know, he's from Kerry, good lad. You know, he He was here in the first period, he was a bit younger. I think he's at the prime of his career. He's 26. He's won two titles with Rovers. And I think he's a much better player than he was the last time he was here. And certainly, I have huge hopes of Billy that he'll be really, really good for us this year. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, with Elding there and hopefully Billy going down the wing and knocking in the ball, that hopefully Elden's head will be on the end of it, you know.
In an interview with extratime.ie this week, you said that Shamrock Rovers were waving stupid money in front of some of the players. Is that unsettling them? Is it harder for you to try and sign the lads in?
Look, to be straight about it, maybe it came across slightly differently, but like at the end of the day, any club are entitled to make any bid they want. Yeah. They're entitled to offer whatever they can afford. Okay, I suppose my situation is that I'm trying to keep the local lads who are from Cork or who have been down in Cork for a number of years to stay with us, because I feel that things are going to happen for us, and I think they should be part of it. And I suppose the point was that I understand there may be more money elsewhere, but at the same time, you know, if you're from Cork and you're settled in Cork, or if you're being like some of the other players from the country have come down and living in Cork, I feel that maybe you know the surroundings, you know the people. Yeah, it's a great place to be, and I suppose, you know, sometimes maybe getting a few bob somewhere else, maybe greenfields aren't brighter elsewhere. And I suppose the bottom line is Rovers finished fifth last year, we finished sixth, you know what I mean? So I feel we're building a new team, and I think there's no question that if we are successful, there's no better place than Turner's Cross, because we can pull in 5,000-6,000 people, which no other club can. So I suppose that's really what meant more than sort of, because Shamrock Rovers are a very good club as well, a fantastic club as well, but you know, my passion is the Cork, and I think, you know, some of our players have been unsettled, but I suppose it's trying to talk common sense to them and making them realise that this is the place to be. You know, I suppose that was the point to it, really, Rory.
Yeah, okay. And speaking of the crowd as well, you mentioned 5,000-6,000 coming in the gates. It's imperative, I suppose, for the club to be successful, for the fans who've drifted away from the club to come back.
Absolutely. And I suppose that's probably the most disappointing thing, in that you meet so many people. And even going back to my playing days, you meet so many people out there, and when you ask them when was the last time they're there, they might have been at 3, 4, 5 games in the last 5, 6, 7 years. Mm. You know, and you know, if you go back to 2005, the night we beat Derry to win the league, absolutely tremendous night. And then, you know, going in 2007 to the cup final in the RDS, so we had fantastic support. And I suppose it's just been disappointing. People have drifted away, and I suppose my job really is that if we can have a successful team, I'm quite sure there's a lot of people going to come back. And already around the streets in the county, I've got fantastic reaction, fantastic support, and I know there's a lot of people that are going to come back, but it's just to make sure that we have the team and the park that can deliver the results to keep them coming.
Finally, John, you're a bit hoarse. Good win for UCC out the back there in the farm.
Yeah,
screaming on the sidelines. Yeah.
I wasn't really. I'm very quiet sideline, Rory, despite what a lot of people think. But UCC won 4-0. Yeah, fantastic result, and very good lads. I've been in there for 4 years. Fantastic club, and a lot of good lads coming through, who I'm hoping at some stage may come back to Cork City. So normally I'm quite calm on the sideline, Rory.
The Big Red Bench on Cork's Red FM. Cork City boss John Caulfield there speaking to us earlier this evening about the hectic few weeks he's had at the club. It's great to hear from John. He's made some great signings already. A lot of excitement about the club following John's arrival as manager. So really, really good to see. Another 3 months though to the start of the season. Really, really looking forward to that one. Right. We are giving away tickets to Red FM's Jingle Bell Ball on Thursday night at Cork Opera House. The Cronas are the headliners. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic evening. It's impossible to get tickets, completely sold out. We have 2 pairs to give away on the Big Red Bench this evening. To enter, just text your full name and address and the answer to this very, very simple question: where is the Jingle Bell Ball being held? Text your full name, your full address and the answer to 083 317 3336. That number again, 083 317 3336, and we will announce the winners at the end of the show. And you can be heading along to the Jingle Bell Ball on Thursday with the Corona. It's going to be an absolutely cracking evening. Right, the Rebel Og Awards were held in the Rochetown Park Hotel earlier in the week. The awards are designed to recognise the success of underage clubs and players across the county. Cork's Red FM are proud media partners to the awards. This month's winners are the Castlehaven under 16 and minor football teams. Both sides won county titles to go with the senior title won by the Haven. Speaking to Cork's Red FM at the awards, minor captain Dara Cahalan says it's been an incredible year for them.
It's been a brilliant year. We started off early in January, and training with the seniors was a big help to us, for some of us, and we had a really young panel, 10 of the under 16 team. So it was only myself and another lad that was actually on the age this year. So we did it very well to come out with two big wins.
What was the feeling like at the start of the year? Was there a feeling that you could go all the way? Did you discuss it at the start of the year?
At the start of the year, we were very... We're a young team, so we had big expectation to actually win a county, don't mind say a West Cork. So we were delighted with our results.
Yeah. Talk to us about your path to the final.
The first game we played over in Lepp, and it was a tough enough game against Drum League, and we got through anyway. And then we got to the final, and we played at Kilmacobee, which we found is probably our hardest game. Mm. We drew over in the Manway, and It was great. It was a great win the second time around because we just about hanged on for a draw in the first game. So we won then comfortably enough in the second game, which the conditions might have suited us a bit better in the second day. So we were very happy, and it's probably our biggest win of the year, the West Cork final.
Yeah.
And county seemed a small bit easier to us because the West Cork is probably the hardest to come out of. In Cork football, which is good for West Cork football at the moment.
When did you play your first game? Did you miss that?
Over in Lepp.
When was it?
It was about September, the start of September.
Oh, okay, so like.
So the ground was actually quite good at the time.
Yeah.
But compared to the West Cork final and the county finals, it kind of dragged out, you know. And the ground wasn't so good.
But is it a bit frustrating waiting 9 months like to play championship football? Or
yeah, because
did you know from a long way out that you wouldn't be starting until then?
Yeah, we knew really, because it's really frustrating, right? Because you have to play league and all that, and we'd first be playing championship football right in their peak there, kind of July, June, good ground, good weather, and it's a pity really that it isn't played off earlier.
Big Red Bench on Cork's FM, and that is Dara Cahalan there, the captain of Castlehaven's minor team after their under 16 and minor teams won the Rebel Oak Award earlier on in the week in the Rochetown Park Hotel. Now, the Reardon's All-Star Awards took place this week. The awards are designed to recognise the best players in the senior football and hurling championships, with teams of the year selected for both codes. And for hurler of the year, the judges unsurprisingly voted for Conor Lehan. The Middleton forward had an amazing year, scoring a staggering 548, including an amazing of 2-10 in the county final win over Sars. He also led the Magpies to under 21 county success and played a big part in Jimmy Barry Murphy's Cork side this summer. He spoke to our reporter Mark Dynan at the event in Reardon's.
Well, Conor, a great award to cap off a very good year for yourself personally.
Yeah, it's a great award. I'm happy out with it, like, but most importantly, it was with the 2 wins that we got at the club, so this is only a bonus at the same time, but it's great to win it as well.
And it's a great night, it's a great event, a great idea.
Yeah, it is. It was rather last year, you know, as well, and it was our first year, I think, last year, and we got on brilliantly, you know. Especially the way they organise and stuff, and professional is like, it's very good.
And to look back at this year, Conor, in your wildest dreams this afternoon, did you think two All-Ireland finals, a Munster final, an under 21 county final, and a senior county final?
Yeah, it's crazy, right? You kind of never know which way the year is going to go. Some year there, you get knocked out of everything early in the year, and next thing, another year, you could be playing until November, like, you know. But I know it's brilliant, it's tough going, like, but it's exactly where you want to be.
And do you think maybe you'll learn something from every final you played in this year?
You have to, I think, in every match you play, you have to learn at least something small, like, just to move around, to, whether it's good or bad. You have to try and improve on every single game and learn from it. Like, so it's the two finals, obviously, and the All-Ireland finals are a big help, because coming back from losing to a draw and or drawing the match and then losing each other, it'll stand by you as you go forward.
I suppose the parade and all that in the All-Ireland final, it helped you in the senior final as well.
Yeah, because obviously, there wouldn't be as much of a problem, let's say, in the county final, obviously, in an All-Ireland final, like, but experiencing it's obviously a big hit, because next time you go into it, like, if you haven't seen it before, you'll obviously be thinking about it a lot more, and it might affect you mentally a bit more, like, but the more you do something, the more you're used to it, like, so it's obviously a good thing.
I mean, the club this year, what was the feeling at the start of the year? Did you think you'd a real shot at winning the county title this year?
We think we've shot every year, really, to be honest, because there's no point in training hard and doing all that if you don't think you'll win, like, but I know we made confidence in ourselves for the whole year, like, so, and it came true, it showed.
And I suppose with so much underage success as well in the last few years, does that put pressure on lads as well to perform senior level?
It doesn't. But it does, obviously, it's the only pressure you're going to be putting on yourself is your own pressure now. Anybody else expects or thinks of it, you know, you kind of got to concentrate on yourselves as a team, and at the end of the day, like, you'll be playing the match, like, so the more you focus on everyone as a whole, then the better you'll be.
I suppose with the county championship this year, you build up some big wins on the way to the final.
We did, yeah. It was a lot of games stood by us, like, you know, teams that we lost to before, and we came back and kind of we gave them a battle and stuff. And obviously, especially since after losing to Bishopstone last year, and then we won the following year, like, it's obviously an extra boost because, you know, they beat us last year, so it's kind of that extra monkey off our back as well. Like, so every game is important. Like,
and what was the build up like to that county final? I remember I was chatting to you the week before down in Milton, real buzz around the place.
Yeah, there was. It was something I'd never seen before. No, I haven't been around, we haven't been in county final years, obviously. Like, but I know, like, even people at the gala, like, there was people everywhere, always in the GAA, like, the pavilion, talking about the match, looking forward to it. Like, it was a great buzz there, and it was really enjoyable to be part of.
And the game itself, you scored 2-10 in the final. Did you get a chance to look back at it since?
Well, the following day we actually came here to have a watch it and watched a bit of it, like, but we wouldn't really want to kind of keep watching all of the stuff now. Like, you kind of, it's in the past now as well. Like, you know, I know it's, we're still celebrating, like, but it's still in the past now, and it's trying to move on continuously. Like,
what was it like for yourself to think that you scored 2-10 in a county final?
Well, obviously it's something that you'd always dream about, like, but you don't kind of go to a match saying, oh, I should score this, I should score that. You know, you just take the way the game is going, every game is different, like, so you can't expect the same result the whole time. But if it does go your way or if it does go against you, you just got to keep the head right, and eventually it will go right for you.
I suppose with the county final, such a tight finish this year, the under 21 final as well yesterday, you've been in some close county finals. It seems like you've real character coming down the stretching again.
Yeah, even games like that, like our semi final match against Malinau, like, you know, they're well on top of us, and we kind of pull out in the end. Like, and I think that stood by us mainly because we played fairly poor that night, you know, and not taking any away from Malinau. But we felt ourselves that we didn't perform to as good as we can, and we kind of got that game out of our way and stuff, you know, mentally. So coming into the final then, it was a fresh start again.
And today of the county final, you won the senior final. What was it like back in Middleton that night?
Oh, it was ridiculous. The whole town was going nuts and stuff. It was incredible. I was saying, like, when you lose, you know, after a game or championship and stuff, you don't really kind of realise, you know, what could it have been. Like, it's only when you actually win it and are part of it, you realise how big a deal and how much it means to people, that you wouldn't really have thought it that much. Like, and obviously that we know it now, like, that's obviously going to drive us on for years to come.
I suppose a lot of older club members as well, it's been 22 years since the last county title. It's been pretty special for a lot of club
members.
Yeah,
there were plenty of talk after as well. We were talking to them, they're saying, you know, like, there are a lot of older members now are saying they love to see it happen again, you know. And you wouldn't realise how much it meant to them. Like, and once you see that, like, it really kind of, it can really kind of drive you on, saying, you know, like, you want to do this as much as possible, like, because it makes everyone so happy and everyone kind of bonds, even, like, you know, people get talking more and everyone, friendships build and stuff. It's incredible, like.
I suppose it drives you on to win more.
Yeah, definitely. That's, you can either take it as, oh, like, oh, we need to retain this or whatever, but at the end of the day, like, it's a brand new year now again next year, it's a fresh start. What happens, that's in the past, and you just gotta motor on as much as you can.
And you had the parade in the Monday night, and it's been a pretty special night in the town as well.
Oh, the crowd that came out was unbelievable altogether, and just to see them there celebrating and waving on us, it was a cold, wet night as well, like, and seeing that they still came out regardless and they followed the bus back to the club, like, and they were roaring and shouting and cheering, like, because it was really something special to be part of.
And in the Munster Championship, it must have been very hard to. It must have been a real afterthought, like, having not won a county for 22 years. Munster title must have been the back of your minds, really.
Yeah, like we were saying, after though, we're just going to enjoy the county final that it happened, like, and kind of. But look, Munster being in Munster semi final is a huge honour as well, like, and I know we didn't get as far as we wanted, like, but it's kind of hard to be overly disappointed as well. Like, it's obviously disappointing, but the thought that we still have a county and what we did achieve, like, you can't be too disappointed. You've got to be happy enough.
I suppose, like, with the breakthrough year now, do you think will it put a bit of extra pressure on you next year, maybe as defending champions?
No, not at all. I don't think we're going to go into that frame of mind. Joe, like I said, it's a brand new year. Like, nobody deserves to win anything, or nobody has the right to win anything. It's just everyone has to earn it and kind of deserve it. Like, and whoever puts in the most effort on the day and shows up for the match will get there. Like,
and just a quick mention of the inter-county year. It must have been pretty special to be involved in such an incredible year this year in the inter-county championship.
It was, to be fair, but there's a lot of disappointments there as well. You know, on 21 Cork and stuff, there's, even after the Munster final, like, there's a lot of disappointments there as well. Like, you know, it wasn't all winning, like, you know, there was a lot of disappointments there, and it was tough going at that time because we didn't know at that stage, like, what way the year would go or anything. But like what all the lads say, like, you just gotta motor on to the next game, the next training session, and just concentrate on that as much as you can and not let something like a defeat stick in your head too long, because it'll wreck your head altogether.
I suppose, like, to bounce back from the relegation final, bounce back from the Munster final, and then get to an All-Ireland final, it shows a lot about the character.
Yeah, there's a lot of finals, right, when you say it that way. But every last one of them, you know, it's building up to something special, like, hopefully, and we're just looking forward to it now.
And I suppose with the league structure this year, the way that it hasn't changed, you'd be 1B next year. Have any of you won that, you think? Maybe you might be coming in under the radar in the Championship next year, playing in 1B.
To be honest, it's still the league, whatever it is, and the teams that are in there are good enough to play against anyone else's team, so we just got to respect every team the way we would anyone else, and go out there and play to the, try and get as far as we possibly can in that, and hopefully try and win the league. Obviously that's going to be the goal at that time, but for now it's just enjoyment, it's just relaxing.
How much do you think those two All-Ireland final experience could do for the maturity of the current Cork side?
Well, just because there's a lot of young fellas, like, you know, on the panel is obviously Sandbine, because once you kind of start off something like that younger, as you get older, you kind of, you've been involved in it before, so it's not something completely new, and to be involved in two of them in the 1 year is something that doesn't happen often, like, so you kind of know what the situation is, and, like, you know, building up to a one final, and then all of a sudden you realise, oh, you have another final to build up then because it's a draw, like, that's a huge thing to try and get prepared mentally. So once you get that started, like, you're on the right track.
I suppose there's plenty to build on for next year, after this year. I suppose he came in this year, there wasn't too many people tipping you for the All-Ireland this year, and you came so close to winning it.
Obviously with the way the league went in relegation, obviously going into Championship, like, considering the way we played in the league, what way the league went, obviously there's going to be a small few doubts, let's say, but at the end of the day, Championship is completely different to league, like, it's a different story, everyone knows that. And actually, ourselves and Clare were in the relegation final, joined, and as it went on, we ended up in the, and even Clare didn't even get to the Munster final, you know, and they ended up winning All-Ireland then, like, they'll just tell you how it goes. So, like, there's no, you can't tell what way something will go so early in the year, like, everything can change, like.
Yeah, it was such an incredible year. And for yourself, Conor, it's been such a good year for yourself personally, was there any particular standout moment for you in the year?
There's been a few of them now, like, to do with the college now and the club and being involved in the All-Ireland now. I can't really pick one, like, but every last one of them is different, but every single one of them, especially in their own kind of way, to be a part of as well. And I'm really blessed now to say I was a part of something like that, like, because a lot of people might get those opportunities, you know, and you just got to not take them for granted and enjoy it, most importantly.
And you must be pretty proud of your teammates, 8 All-Stars in total for
Every last one of them deserved it, 100%, and even the lads that didn't get it, let's say, like, the lads, obviously they got it, they deserved it too, from the other clubs, but the effort the other lads put in, like, you know, was incredible as well, like, and a lot of players around the county deserved it as well. But no, I'm proud of every last one of them, they deserved everything they got.
And I suppose so many of this team won the under-21 county 2 years ago as well. There's a real special bond in the team.
Yeah, because, like I said, just kind of built off that. Obviously the first few years were a bit tough because we got beaten in the first 2 years we came back after that. But I know it stood by us now this year. We kind of went back to basics and stuff like that, remembering about what it takes to win a final and not to change anything drastic just because it's the final and stuff like that, and even little things like that will always help in the final, like, especially in the big days.
And for yourself, Conor, are you going to take a little break now before you go back into training?
You have to have a little break too, you can't be non-stop, like, but the hurley won't be too far away from me the whole time, you're like kind of tempting to go for a puck now and then, like, but to be fair now, just enjoy it as much as you can and rest up for Christmas.
Yeah, I suppose this time of year, Christmas, you'd still have to keep an eye on yourself.
Definitely, because you don't want to be going too outrageous, like, you come back to training there with a billion, yeah, like, and trainers wouldn't be too happy with that, like, but I know it, by all means enjoy it, like, because sure you're long enough in the year training and stuff, so when you get a chance you should take it, but it the way the game is going, like I said before, like, you have to stay in some bit of shape, you know, you can't let it go drastically, but I know it's, we'll enjoy it.
The Big Red Bench on Cork, Trail FM, and that is Middleton's Conor Lehan talking about the amazing, amazing year he's had. He was an absolute pleasure to watch at the county final. Every time he got the ball, he seemed to score, and he just made it look so absolutely effortless. But a fantastic year for him, and deservedly crowned the Reardon's All-Star Hurler of the Year. We'll be hearing from the Footballer of the Year after the break, and we will be talking to Sean O'Gahalpin. We have a big, big interview with Sean O'G on tomorrow night's show. A little preview of it coming up a little bit later on. You're listening to the Big Red Bench on Cork's Red FM.
Red FM's Big Red Bench. Red FM.
Before the break, we heard from Conor Lehan. Now we're going to hear from Castlehaven's Brian Hurley,
who was named the Club Footballer of the Year at the Reardon's All-Star Awards earlier in the week. The 21-year-old ran up a total of 3:47 in the Championship as the Haven retained their crown, including 12 points in the final against Nemo. And he spoke to Mark Dynan at Monday's event.
Well, Brian, a pretty special moment there to win a football, Club Footballer of the Year.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, very special, I suppose, from a personal point of view. I suppose, look, I wouldn't be collected on behalf of the boys, I suppose, you know, I wouldn't be here tonight or probably wouldn't have a count of title out the boys in the backroom team and the staff. So, like, you know, I dedicate that to the boys, and yeah.
And for the club as well, 7 All-Stars in total.
Yeah, you know, it's massive. Like, you know, it tops off a great year. You know, I think it's a great thing to have an All-Star night to recognise a few fellas, like, you know, like the likes of Roland Welton and, you know, Stephen there as well, like, you know, picking up awards who don't really get noted in games and stuff like that. I think it's great to see them, you know, getting nominated and getting the national award.
Yeah, it's a great event, isn't it? For
very good. Like, I think, you know, I think there's only one or two places in the country that do it, like, you know, apart from the big All-Star itself. Like, but, you know, as I said, like, it motivates a fella that it's on the fringe of a team, you know, to come back in next year and maybe go for an All-Star like Stephen and Roland last year. You know, they weren't nominated, I don't think, and they came back this year and they won one. So I think it's good, like, and, you know, a personal fella, maybe it's in someone's fella to pick a name and go for it next year. Like, I suppose, look, we had 7 this year. It's pretty special, you know, after winning another second title, I suppose. But, you know, I think it's a great night, and, you know, many thanks to Paul and Sully and all the boys in charge of it.
And just to look back at the year, how big a driving factor was the 2 in a row this year for you?
I suppose, look, it is unbelievable. It is massive for such a small place below, as I keep saying. You know, the whole place is on a high since, you know, you walk around the place, there's people still smiling, like, but it's just a drive for next year again, you know. They'll expect that out of us next year, to come back again and, you know, trying to get up there again, up to Parky Cueve is the aim, like, and, you know, that's what they'll expect. And look, we'll try to keep them satisfied and really drive on again next year.
That was a pretty special day for Castlehaven, that day in Parky Cueve, to see so many people from Castlehaven there.
Sure, it's unbelievable, like, you know, there was no talks going home, they were on the pitch for an hour and a half after the game, like, so you have to soak in really the special moment. And I suppose over the last month or two now, it has soaked in really with, you know, celebrations and nights out and meeting different people and their thoughts and the older, elder people when they couldn't get to the games, you know, it was extra special, like, but yeah, it's massive.
And the county final this year, of course, against Nemo Rangers, it was a good one to win.
Yeah, you know, as I said there, like, you know, they're the benchmark of Cork football for years, like, and, you know, we're just trying to get up there ourselves, like, and try match them if we could, like, you know, they obviously have a lot of county medals and, you know, all Ireland even, you know, so that's our aim, like, to get up there really, like, and we're doing alright in the county, but we really have to push on from now on, you know, we have to set new aims, new highs, and, like, hopefully in the next few years, with young fellas coming through, you know, around the 16s one day and the minors one day, so that's something that we'll look forward to, like, and playing alongside some of them, like, you know, some great players there, and hopefully develop into the senior team fairly quickly.
And what are your memories now of that county final?
The memories are pretty good. I remember I watched over the DVD a few times. Special, like, you know what I mean, like even like playing against some big players there against Nemo and winning, and do you know just what it means to win a second one. Like, I can remember 2003 was so special to me, but do you know the last two have been very good as well, like, and do you know you're winning with your family, you're winning with, you know, fellas you grew up with, like, there's no better feeling, like, do you know, right, success with Cork and stuff like that, and that's great and all, but do you know you can't really beat winning with your club and your family really, like.
And to score 12 points in the final as well must have been pretty special for you on a personal note.
It was, yes, look, very special, I suppose. Like, you know, not being on the cocky side of things, I suppose, look, it's just something you kind of aim for, you aim for something, like, you put a target. I did, obviously didn't have that much in my head, like, but look, you put targets, you try achieving much days, and look, I got lucky on that day this year, like, and you know, other days, you can remember 2 years ago I was scoreless, so you know, there was a bit of pressure on me to perform, and luckily I did on the day, because, like, as I say, like, it isn't too often you get a good high scoring in a final, like, 2 years ago I was kept scoreless, so it's just something nice for myself anyway, like, you know.
Was that a driving factor for yourself to over being
definitely, like, you know, you get slated here and there, and that's what it's all about, like, and I can remember people were depending on me to perform, and I suppose, like, I was kind of letting the side down for a while, and luckily, like, I did pop up this year with a few scores, but you know, that's all thanks to the boys doing delivery and stuff like that into the hands, you know, can't complain. So look, as I said, you set aims and stuff like that, and you try to achieve as much as you can.
And with the brothers in the team as well, a great family element to it.
Oh. Yeah, you know, I suppose it is alright. Like, you know, there's a lot of talk about this recently, like, and I suppose a lot came out saying, like, how we didn't get along and stuff like that. But I thought it was great for Stephen to get an award tonight. Like, you know, there's a lot of scutting during the week and stuff saying he wouldn't. I was even scutting him myself. I told him I knew it, and he wasn't getting one. So I think he got a big land there, and I think, you know, special for him. Like, it might drive him even more to bigger days ahead. Like, so, you know, that's a good thing to see, and, you know, I suppose just, like, congratulations to everyone else getting the award as well tonight.
Yeah, you had a great year himself, Stephen.
He did, you know, he popped up down in Clare, you know, I knew him or nothing, and She's like, I got a lot of scutting for that, seeing as I didn't score much, and he's kicking him over the bar with his eyes closed. But no, he had a good year, like, and you know, that's another chief. Maybe the other brothers now to step up again next year, you know, so it's a good thing. There's a bit of competition in the house.
Must have liked it home.
Ah, sure. It's good banter. Banter's the word for it, you know. There's a lot of tussling and stuff, obviously, behind the doors, and there's a lot of getting on with each other as well. But that's family, every other family's like that, you know. When football comes to football, you'll do anything for each other, and that's the main thing,
I suppose.
You'd
be driving each other on a bit as well.
Yeah, I suppose, like, you know, there's no real talk at home, really, about football. It's when you go on the field, you know what your jobs are, you know what your duties are, and you just perform them, and look, we understand each other well on the pitch, and that's the way to be, I think.
And I suppose this year you had a new man in Finbar Sanctuary this year. Did it add a bit of freshness to the whole thing?
Definitely, a bit of freshness, and that's not taking nothing away from James McCarthy. He obviously put the team together, he put it together, minded us all, probably created me and Damien there, at a young age, he said himself, he had to step away for a fresh voice to come through, and I thought it worked brilliant this year, look, 2014, the thing is fresh, and the players know their job, so everyone's kind of looking forward to their tasks.
Did you play a more expansive game this year, do you think?
Probably we played I wouldn't say expensive, let the shackles off. We knew we were county champions, you had to kind of, there was a lot of pressure last year in winning it because we lost the year before, but this year I thought, let the shackles off and have a crack, and that's kind of way it happened, and look, we came out on top this year, and who knows for 2014.
I mean, you've won one, and to pick it up again for this year,
special, but look, that only drives the ship even more, if you're carrying more, you'll drive on more, and that's what it's about, you can get addicted to winning as well, because I can remember how bad days are when you're losing, so the winning side is good at the moment, and hopefully it'll last for a good while of time.
I suppose the Munster Championship against Dr. Crokes, it was a close enough game with 10 minutes to go.
Yeah, we went in with a game plan, and we knew some things wouldn't work out for some players, and we knew other things would work out, and look, we nearly had them with 10 minutes to go. Look, I suppose if you say they got a fluky goal, they got it, they probably were obviously the better side, and things went their way, and look, we didn't get the look on the day, they're going well now, and they're going strong, if things went our way, as I said, we could have came out on top, but unfortunately didn't, and Dr. Crokes deserved the win.
And from a personal point of view, was there any particular highlight from this year?
I suppose winning the first round game, people were riding us off against Nemo for the second round, for the replay. We had the man slipped off after 25 minutes, and we let the shackles off, we let it go, we had nothing to lose, and we came out on top, and I suppose that was definitely a high, and then to beat, play him again in the final was massive, and I suppose to Carberry win the semi-final was massive. West Cork neighbours, you knew everyone you were playing against, and it was just a pure battle. I can remember, because we won the county after that game, the fans were kind of thought it was the county final the way they were coming on at the field. I couldn't believe it, it's just great to have the West Cork derbies thrown in and above in Parky Cueve as well, it's just, you can't beat them, I don't think.
And that's that Carberry game, you showed real character to win that one. Do you remember
that was probably the highlight as well. Limerick's point came up the field, he ran 40-50 yards, I think, he didn't even know if he was going to get the ball, and he kicked it over. That's what you do, to win a game and really grind it out, Carberry were looking the day, and things didn't go their way in a few things, and they could have came out on top, but look, that's the look of football, and we've been there in four losing it, and we came back, so that's the way they'll have to do it.
And for yourself this year, do you think you've took your game to another level this year?
I suppose I did, as I said, I didn't really perform against Crokes last year. I taught myself on my own personal season, there's no one really telling me this, I knew it myself. I didn't perform against 2011 against CUCC, or I didn't perform, I thought, last year against Duhallow in the final as much as I could. So, I took a step back and seeing what things I was doing right, and I tried working on them more. And, I looked at things I was doing bad and tried improving on them. And, this year it clicked, and hopefully it'll click again in 2014. I just took a break there for 2-3 weeks and trying to refresh the body again and come back into it with a big appetite and get my weight training in and stuff now for the next few months.
And with the intercounty scene this year, major mark with the Cork footballers.
I think we're back training on the 8th of December, I just took I didn't even do any work myself outside of that yet, because I just trying to leave the body refresh, and I think we're back on the 8th of December, I'll be getting my appetite up for that again and really driving on again for 2014. Looking forward to a new panel, there's new face around there, and I'd nice to look, I worked a lot of them in the past, and looking forward to working again in 2014, and hopefully we'll go a long way.
And I suppose with so many retirements as well, a lot of experience gone from the panel, does that make, younger players step up a bit?
Definitely. I suppose last year, if you could, like, we were put in there, like, we got our chances, and like we grabbed onto it. So hopefully, like, as you say, young fellas next year will jump into it and take their chance as much as they can, because, like, you know, this opportunity doesn't come around too often, and I knew that last year. And you know, as I said, hopefully the younger fellas, the new fellas coming in, will take their chance and grab onto it. I suppose for the fellas gone, like, you know, they're legends. You know, legend is a big word. They are, that's who they are. Like, you know, there's big, big names there, and they did a lot for me while I was in the camp over a year and a half. Like, you know, every advice they passed on to me, which is great, which I can pass on now, hopefully in the future. And you know, best of luck to them all. Like, you know, they're great lads, and I wish them very best luck with their clubs.
And looking forward to working under Brian Cuthbert.
Yeah, like, you know, Brian, we worked with him in the minors, and we went a long way, and we just fell short in the end, unfortunately. So really looking forward to 2014, and hopefully we'll go that one step farther than 2010.
And you'll be familiar, of course, working with Brian, as you mentioned, with the minors, and of course he was selector last year as well.
Yeah, you know, yeah, he was selector last year, like, you know, and I suppose he was good to us all the way through, and we had a good understanding, and you know, we know we've unfinished business, really, like, you know, to achieve, and hopefully we can do it over the next year or so.
And for yourself, Brian, of course, you're in Carlow IT. Is it hard, travelling up and down for training?
It is hard, all right, look, it is hard, but, like, that's what you bought into, like, you know. I knew that from the first day that I was on the car, kind of, I was around the panels there at Cork and stuff like that, and I knew the crack, like, I knew what was going on, and I said, I just kind of took a step outside Cork City, I said, and I'll go up there, and I'll make the trips down, and that's my own choice, like, and it's tough at times, like, you know, the late nights you might be up, but I've been on the phone to two people now, like Brian and them, and we've worked around it, how I do my weights and stuff. I'm going maybe to Dublin or Carlow do my weights and stuff like that with the lads, and you know, I'll work on my own kind of ways, and I'll come down and train hard with them then, so that's the plan.
And Brian, if you could sum up 2013, I suppose it's hard to sum it up in a word, but a pretty good year.
Pretty good is being a bit, I'd say, soft. Yeah. An unbelievable year, to be honest with you, like, you know, to make my breakthrough with Cork was a special moment for me, I suppose, and for my parents, like, you know. I suppose it's my dream since I'm about 13 years old to really, really do it, like, you know. And I suppose Castlehaven has been the highlight of the year, but it was unbelievable playing in Croke Park in Killarney this year, I thought, with legends, as I said, around you for the last time, like, you know, they won't be around again. It was a special year for me. I won't forget 2013, and especially doing the double when the club has never done it before, you know, extra special, and I mean it, like, so, you know, it'll go down with me a long way, like, and hopefully, like, there'll be bigger days ahead again, even bigger days, as I say, I know, bigger, being greedy, like, but that's the aim, like, you know, I'm at a winning level at the moment, and I've been in bad days before, I've been dark places losing, like, and hopefully I won't be going back there and sticky on the winning ways.
But I'm sure, Brian, it's upwards all the way for you.
Upwards, yeah, look, you know, you can have your setbacks, and you can have your injuries and stuff like that, and look backs, but look, upwards is the only way forward, like, you know. Never give up, never let up is the motto I hear, like, and you know, that's the kind of way to go forward, and you know, I'm really looking forward to next year's season ahead of me.
The Big Red Bench on Cork's Red FM, and that is Brian Hurley of Castlehaven there speaking to Mark Dynan at the Reardon's All-Star Awards that took place earlier on in the week, and he was named Footballer of the Year after an absolutely cracking year as the Haven retained their crown. One final reminder of our Jingle Bell Ball ticket giveaway. We are giving away two pairs of the Jingle Bell Ball, which is happening this week. The Kroners are the headliners, and you cannot get tickets for this anywhere else but here. They're completely sold out. We are giving away two pairs tonight. All you have to do is text your name, your address, and the answer to this question: where is the Jingle Bell Ball being held? Your name, full address, and answer to 0833173336. We'll announce the winners in about 11 minutes' time. Tomorrow we have a special 1-hour in-depth interview with Cork legend Sean O'Gahalpin. In it, he speaks about his amazing career with Cork and talks candidly about his personal life as well. That's tomorrow from 6. You don't want to miss that. While he was in, Joe Gams has spilled the beans on his Cork teammates over the years. This is really, really funny stuff. Sean O'Gahalpin flying form, talking about his teammates over the years, and a full interview tomorrow on the bench from 6.
Fastest player I ever shared a pitch with has to be Colin Lochtan.
Slowest?
Outside of myself, probably Mark Landers.
That's good.
He won't enjoy that. But
no. The most skillful?
Oh, man, look.
Was there anyone?
This should be easy to answer, because all the players that I play with were all more skillful than me, because I was the least skillful. If I was, oh man, look, Brian Cochran, Ben O'Connor, John Gardner, Don Logue, Jordan. Like, I mean, the list can go on. Like, yeah. Probably if I was to pinpoint one, Brian Cochran,
right? Biggest messer. Like, was there a lot of pranks and who was playing him?
Sully was a good man for throwing the jokes around Dermot Sullivan. He didn't like when he got jokes back, though. Do you know? To Sean McGrath from the Glen was another joker in the pack. He could come up with really funny stuff, like, but like more like it was very in, like they were innocent stuff. Like, and he'd joke about himself more than anything. Do you know? Which, and Fergal Ryan from Blackrock was he catch up with a few beauties. Like, and he would, yeah, Rhino, for me, by the same crack was in there when Rhino left the Cork dressing room, like, you know, kind of, and he seemed to pick on north side fellas like me, like, you know, so.
Who was best in training?
Best in training in terms of?
Just like 100% every evening without fail.
Okay. Don Logue. Definitely. I've never met a fella as more committed or dedicated than him. Kevin Hart from Russell Rovers was a phenomenal kind of, he was a machine, like, you know, he was like kind of, after that then, like the fella that I would have saw say last year, like, I think Christopher Joyce, I'm not just saying he's from my club, but like, unbelievable dedicated person, like, you know, kind of, if it's to go on dedication stage, like, you know, give him an all a medal every year, like, but he will do what's required, like, you know, kind of.
He's up there anyway, yeah. On the other hand, then, who hated training? Who was always moaning in training?
Oh, this is easy to answer because it's usually the Teletubby group, and the reason why they were called a Teletubby group was the late 90s, you know, they were popular cartoons, but they were heavy, and then when we start, like, kind of the heavy fellas are the fellas that kind of scored poorly in the fitness test would end up in the Teletubby group. Not to be naming names, sorry, Lanners, Jordan, Fergaroin, Alan Brown, Kevin Murray, Sully. Did I say Sully?
No, not yet.
All guaranteed to be in that group, yeah. And they just hate, like, yeah, they hated the torture of like winter training, like, you know. But but for me, as much as I laugh and kind of mock about it, I've great time for them because basically, no matter how hard it was, and you could see it on their faces, they got through it. You know,
yeah.
Like, never once did they pack it in or kind of stop short or a corner or kind of like skip a lap or, you know, they just do it, like, you know, and you could see they were doing it, you know, getting through it, but they did it, like, so that for me overrides, like, kind of, you yeah. know, like
real Teletubby, so in the end of the day, really.
It was and it became a running joke, yeah, for, you know, a couple of years, like, you know, late 90s and the early 00s.
Yeah, very good. Like, obviously, like, you've been to a few All-Ireland finals, so you've all been suited up, but like, in training and like, you've been out and about, like, who's the worst dressed? Does anybody spring to mind just with chronic style?
They would have said about, I'd say they would have said that about me, no, right? But outside of that, Neil Rona from Ballyhea, man, oh Jesus, he can put on some treads, like, but some of it was bordering, like, kind of Saturday Night Fever, like, you know, long yeah. collars and kind of, yeah, but he certainly liked, or he viewed himself as a great stylist, like, you know.
Did he, you didn't take any tips off him, did you?
Me?
No.
No, just the hair gel product that he used, that's right. All.
Who was the most intelligent one around the place?
Jordan.
Yeah.
I would have felt Dino boy was, I mean, that guy, but if he went in challenging times, but he'd win it every day, like, or, like, yeah. He can just view up a situation, be cool, calm and collected, you know, and wouldn't rush into anything where you're the other other guys would rush into kind of decisions, or kind of, especially when emotions would get high in the dressing room or in a team meeting, but Joe would be cool, calm, collected, and he'd kind of weigh everything up, soak it in, and then he'd come out with a very kind of, you know, reasonable or like kind of reasonable remark or statement, like, yeah, that made sense. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah. On the other hand, then, like, obviously this might be a tough question, but who was the least intelligent? Who could you pull the wool over their eyes pretty easily?
Oh, come on, George. They're all intelligent guys that play in the county hurling. Come on.
They heard it right.
No, I don't think any player fitted into that group, really.
Yeah.
No, I had a hand in heart, like, you know, kind of.
We'll leave you off for that one. So,
okay, thanks.
future manager, like obviously there was a lot of leaders among that group, but who'd stand out for you as definitely a future manager of Cork or someone else, maybe?
Definitely Don Logue.
Yeah.
Because Don Logue was kind of deep thinker tactically, like, ooh, astute, like, you know, kind of. And the fact that he's goalkeeper, he probably gets to see everything, you know, and he gets a great perspective on. Ben O'Connor wouldn't say, like, okay, he wouldn't be as vocal, but whenever he spoke and kind of team tactic stuff, like, he was right on the money, like, you know, very knowledgeable in the game of hurling. Alan Brown. He was probably the best captain I played under.
Yeah.
I liked him a lot. Great guy, Alan Brown of Blackrock. I see he's on the line for Blackrock seniors, like, but I actually see him like kind of senior county material, like kind of. That would be it, I'd say. Yeah.
Like, obviously you won a lot, so you must have had a lot of nights out. Who was the worst dancer? Like, who just had no rhythm or anything on the dance floor?
This is a very hard question, because what might seem a bad dancer to me could be good dancer to him, like, you know. Bad dancer would be Cads, I'd say, because Cads fancied himself, Owen Kelly, he fancied himself as a John Travolta, and he tried to do these like grease lightning moves, like, but they never, he tries to copy very hard musical dances, like, you know, which is a recipe for the disaster when you're trying, he'd be kind of picking apples and turning on the lawnmower moves and back in the truck kind of hand moves, and like kind of, you're just saying, look, that doesn't look right, Cads, there, yeah, right? But,
classic Cadigan. So, I suppose, who was your best friend, like, throughout the whole thing?
John Gardner and Don Logue. John Gardner and Don Logue. Don Logue, because I've known him since under 14. Like, that was the first time I met him, Cork on the 14 team. He's same age as myself. And John Gardner, because even though there's 6 years difference between us,
yeah,
he's a club teammate, and we would have went to games, you know, or driven to games together, like, you know.
Yeah. Two to finish. So, best player you played against?
Okay. Initially, for a good while, I would have said DJ Carey. But Henry is kind of, you know, taking over his mantle, like, so, like, DJ initially, but Henry.
And finally, best player you played with? Tough one,
like, this is probably the toughest question you're gonna have to put to me tonight. Okay, it'll boil down to two, right? Brian Cochran and Don Logue. And if I was to pick one, like, sorry, Bosh, I'd have to say Brian Cochran. If I was to pick one, but I mean, as I said, like, and it's like saying who's the best middleweight ever? Like, was it Sugar Ray Leonard, or was it Marvin Hagler, you know?
So you're looking at, you have so many options for that question, don't you?
Like, yeah, and I hate it, because you don't want to follow a teammate over a question like this. Like.
The Big Red Bench on Cork, Trail FM, and that is Sean O'Gohalpin there, speaking to Joe about his teammates over the years. Very, very interesting stuff, very, very funny stuff as well.